Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, I want to talk about my plate. Well, it's your plate also. On June 2nd, a colorful plate replaced the food pyramid as the official icon representing U.S. dietary guidelines. And perhaps that's good news because most of us are familiar with a plate versus, we don't think about pyramids too much. But there are some pluses and minuses about this change. And maybe you heard that news in the USDA world and the agriculture world where they're related to the food production and food recommendations. It was a really big deal because not everybody, of course, agreed with the recommendations. And some people feel like the plate doesn't really tell you everything you need to know. But my question, and a lot of people's questions is, did you know it happened? Is it going to make any difference in your life? Because that's supposed to be the bottom line, is that my plate, instead of the pyramid, is going to help people make smarter choices about the foods that they choose to eat and therefore become healthier. And I don't know if some of you heard this morning on a news report that in Iowa, both the percent of teens and the percent of adults who are obese has risen. Not good. Iowa is now higher on the list in terms of states that have more obese adults and children. So that part's not good. But changing those eating habits has so many things considered, it's not just, this is what I like, this is what I'm going to eat, although that's really important. But food costs and food prep time and what the foods contain, it just goes on and on. It's not a very simple matter. But, if you take a look at the plate, it may, as I say, be a simpler thing to look at and understand what it's supposed to mean. The plate is divided into four sections: red for fruits, green for vegetables, purple for protein, and orange for grains. And then there's a separate little blue section right beside it, shaped like a drinking glass, that represents the dairy foods. So the glass and the plate, as I say, those are all things that we're familiar with and perhaps could make, if we wanted to make any changes, that might be an easier guideline to look at our plate and see, does it match the dietary guidelines? Along with changing from the pyramid to the plate, there are also recommendations, and not lots of new recommendations as in the past, but some of them, of course, build a healthy plate. That's one of the things that's recommended, a part of the recommendation. And, of course, it's, again, going back to those sectionings off of fruits, vegetables, grains, and protein, as well as dairy. One of my concerns is that dairy is, although it's very close, it's kind of set aside. And I'm concerned that a lot of people already don't get enough dairy products to eat. Anyhow, build a healthy plate. Before you eat, think about what goes on your plate or in your cup or bowl. And foods like vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, low-fat dairy products, and lean protein foods contain the nutrients you need without too many calories. So think about this. Again, make half your plate fruits and vegetables, and think in colors in terms of fruits and vegetables. Red, orange, and dark green vegetables, such as tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and broccoli, are great plate fillers because they do contain the most nutrients. And for snacks, we could also do the same thing. And we may have a trouble thinking about, okay, this isn't a plate, this is a snack. But when we eat snacks, that could add to our total intake of fruits and vegetables. Switch to skim or 1% milk. And that's somewhat controversial. I think we're going to be hearing more about that. But they do have the same amount of calcium and other essentials as whole milk does, but they have less fat and calcium. And you could also try those calcium-fortified soy products as an alternative to dairy foods. There are some people who are allergic to lactose. They're lactose intolerant, and so drinking milk is not an option for them. Another recommendation in terms of building that healthy plate, make at least half of your grains whole grains. And we've been hearing that message for a long time, that we need to look at the labels of cereals and breads and other pastas and so on, that we need to look at the label to see if it's a 100%, because it actually can be labeled whole grains, you know, and it may have some whole grains in it. But unless it says 100% whole grain, it could be a little quite misleading, actually. And one of the big cereal companies has gone all to 100% whole grains, so that's a plus. Also, vary your protein food choices. Twice a week, try to make seafood the protein on your plate. And also remember that beans are a natural source of fiber and protein and can be a meat substitute in terms of the protein. And keep those servings small and lean. Another recommendation, this is not new, cut back on foods high in solid fats, added sugars, and salt. Now, on the pyramid, there was this teeny tiny little point at the pyramid that represented these foods. There is no representation on your plate for these foods. The recommendation just says, cut back on these. Choose foods with and drinks with little or no added sugars. So that kind of takes care of all the sodas, unless you're going to have a sugar substitute, which may not be all good either. But one dietitian who does lots of recommendations says, you know, if everyone who is now drinking all those sodas with sugar in them would eliminate those, we probably would be close to eliminating our obesity problem. Interesting point. Select fruit for dessert and eat sugary desserts less often. And of course, those sugary desserts are often high in fat also. So by cutting back on those kind of desserts, you're doing two things at once. And choose 100% fruit juice instead of fruit-flavored drinks. Have you ever looked at the labels on the fruit drinks that you buy? So often the first ingredient will be water. It's not 100% juice. And then when it says 100% juice, much of it will be white grape juice and not what you really think you're going to get when you look at the big label. So kind of need to read the small print once in a while. And, you know, you don't need to read them every time you go to the store, but once in a while. Okay, another one, look out for salt or sodium in the food you buy. It all adds up. Compare sodium in foods like soup, bread, and frozen meals. Again, those may surprise you. Sometimes one frozen meal will give you half of the salt or sodium you need in a whole day. Wow, doesn't give you many other choices. And I believe, I'm not sure there's research to back this up, but I believe that our overeating of sodium comes mostly from those prepared foods, not from the salt that we're adding at the table. But if you have somebody who's adding a lot of salt, then there's always other seasonings and herbs to kind of substitute or at least cut down on salt. Okay, in the same recommendation, remember we said cut back on foods high in solid fats. So when you think about what foods are high in solid fats, cakes, cookies, ice cream, pizza, cheese, sausages, hot dogs. And so maybe they shouldn't be our major source of our menu during a week, just once in a while. And then we always have choices in terms of, as we mentioned, the dairy products, that there are no fat, low fat, lots of choices there, both in cheese, yogurt, milk, all those, you have choices of the amount of fat. And then switch from solid fats to oils when preparing food. Oils such as canola oil, corn oil, cottonseed, olive, peanut, safflower, sunflower, and soft tub margarine rather than the solid. The oils have made a bigger impact on the grocery store shelf. You'll find a lot more of them to choose from than you used to. And then two kind of bottom line things, eat the right amount of calories for you, because whatever foods you choose, if there are too many calories and not enough exercise, yeah, you're probably going to gain weight. And so the other flip side of eating the right amount of calories is getting enough physical activity. And that, by the way, is not represented on the plate. It just says do that. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how all of that goes with kids in school, with the public. And until next time, here's Rules for Being Human. You will learn lessons. There are no mistakes, only lessons. A lesson is repeated until it is learned. If you don't learn easy lessons, they get harder, and pain is one way the universe gets your attention. You'll know you've changed a lesson when your actions change.